From Tidbits on November 19th, 2007, this is the audio version of iPhoto 7.1.1 Increases Leopard Compatibility, written by Adam C. Angst. Apple has released iPhoto 7.1.1, saying only that it, quote, supports compatibility with macOS 10.10.5, improves overall stability, and addresses a number of other minor issues, unquote. The update is available via software update as a 10.8 megabyte download. A standalone download has also been posted. You must have already updated to iPhoto 7.1. If you've missed that version for some reason, install it first, and it in turn requires the iLife Support 8.1.1 update. I'm in the final throes of updating my iPhoto 08 for macOS 10 Visual Quick Start Guidebook, and I'm looking forward to the 7.1.1 update's improved overall stability. I haven't lost any data that I know of, but iPhoto 7.1 has crashed 7 times on me so far while I've been writing in November. If you ever want to see how unreliable an application has been, try this in Tiger. In Leopard, you can just look in the number of crash log files for the application in /library/log/crash-reporter. Here are the steps for Tiger. 1. Open the console application from your utilities folder. 2. Click the logs button in the upper left corner to open the logs pane. 3. Click the triangle next to /library/logs in the logs pane, and then do the same for the triangle next to crash reporter. 4. Find iphoto.crash.log, or whatever, in the list, and select it to display the log in the main pane. 5. Click the Reload button in the toolbar. If the Reload dialog appears, it'll give you access to the rest of a large file. Load the entire log by dragging the slider all the way to the right. 6. Type date/time into the filter field to filter the list to just the lines that include date/time, which effectively limits it to just the lines that show the date and time of each crash. The full text of this article is available within this audio file in the lyrics field. To make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and thanks for listening.